This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
New details being reported about the investigation into a funeral home in Penrose. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office looking into allegations of improperly stored human remains at the Return to Nature funeral home. Over 115 decomposing bodies were found inside the Fremont County funeral home this week. Neighbors like Keith Pavetti said that a foul odor could be smelled from a quarter mile away.
I just thought it was a dead animal. We've been having deer coming over here. We thought maybe somebody hit one on the highway and it died over here.
Now Thursday night, one of two Colorado Springs locations also left empty, seemingly abandoned. Attention now shifting to families who could be victims. A list that includes Mary Simon, whose husband Daryl passed away in August of this year. He was sent to the Return to Nature funeral home in Colorado Springs to be cremated, but this criminal investigation underway is leaving her worried over the state of those remains.
There's a lot of other people out there right now, just like me, who spent the morning crying and asking questions and calling anybody they could think of, and we're getting no answers whatsoever.
This is an ongoing investigation. We have full updates over at KRDO.com. Meanwhile, over 80 teachers and staff members are calling on the Woodland Park School Board to reinstate a state-approved social studies standard curriculum that was recently changed by the school board. In January, school board members unanimously approved a social studies academic standard known as American Birthright, a curriculum so different than others that teachers like Anna Hand worry their students won't be prepared for college.
So if a kid goes all the way through the school with the American Birthright standards, I don't believe they'll be able to access an AP curriculum class by the time they get to high school, or be able to have those courses recognized as they try to move on to whatever future they want to do.
Now, the school board's superintendent released a lengthy response Thursday night, saying in part that the community is tired of teachers believing they have the authority to determine what is taught in classrooms. We have that full statement posted over at KRDO.com. A motorcycle rider is dead following a crash in Colorado Springs that took place yesterday. Police say the motorcycle was traveling east on Woodman near Mark Shuffle when it hit a back of a stopped truck. The rider died after being taken to an area hospital. The police department's major crash team is handling the investigation. The Colorado Department of Transportation now handing out fines for drivers who are caught going in and out of express lanes. But there are exceptions to the rule. According to CDOT, the system does allow people to use express lanes if there is a crash forcing them, and staff members monitoring that express lanes will be notified. Another exception is when authorities drive through with their sirens on or when somebody is being pulled over. Drivers can also dispute a violation notice once they receive it. And during the grace period, roadway sensors gave about 40,000 warnings in the span of just 20 days. And a Colorado Springs school district is honoring a former graduate who was killed in 1941 during the attack on Pearl Harbor. The District 11 School Board has designated today as Daniel T. Griffin Day. The 1928 graduate of what was then Colorado Springs High School recognized as one of the first casualties of the December 7th, 1941 attack. He was standing watch when Japanese planes began flying over Pearl Harbor. He was killed while trying to take off in his own plane. A Navy destroyer escort named in his honor was commissioned back in 1943.
Cloudy, cool, breezy ahead for your Friday afternoon. High temperatures today, kind of raw. Upper 50s, low 60s for Colorado Springs and Pueblo. We will gradually clear out overnight. Saturday morning, lows chilly. 34 degrees Colorado Springs, 39 in Pueblo. But sunshine and warmer temperatures ahead for your Saturday afternoon. 71 in the Springs, 73 for the Steel City. We're back into the upper 70s and low 80s by Sunday. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.